be coming into view. Down on Earth, the Hawaiian Islands. In a moment, you'll be crossing paths with another X2, just launched from the Pacific.
WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 277, Riding Mission Space, Green. Put those headphones on and join me now for another of my Walt Disney World memories, brought to you in immersive binaural sound, as we embrace our more adventurous sides and take a trip around the Earth. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at wdw-memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to wdw-memories.net/support. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic. Well, hello, and welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host in this magical adventure. So the other day, Mikey came up to me and was asking, "Dad, weren't you supposed to have released another episode?" He's right. I'd fallen behind with projects at church and at work, and so I've gotten off of my rhythm. I'd like to even pick up the pace now that we're back at school and not traveling as much, because I've got so much content, and, you know, well, the sooner I get through it all, the sooner I get to go back and get some more, right? So let's hurry up and get to today's memory. So we're continuing our adventures in Epcot on this beautiful Sunday in December of 2021. The sun is warm and the sky is mostly clear. It's that perfect Florida winter afternoon, even if it's a little too warm in the sun. If you remember from Memory 276, we finally got to ride Test Track after the longest wait of the day. As we exited the building, Mikey has been pointing out that over there is Mission Space, and he's dying to do the more intense orange sign for a while now. The Lines app by Touring Plans actually recommends Mission Space next as well, so that's where we're going to be headed, I guess. It's not a very far walk from Test Track, and we take a second on our way over there to see if there's any way we can visit the new Space 220 restaurant that just opened. But unfortunately, they aren't letting anyone in without a reservation at this point. It's just too popular, honestly. So instead, we continue into the attraction, grabbing a card for the orange, more intense sign. Shortly after catching up with the line inside the queue, though, they announced that the orange side is having issues. So it's pretty easy for us to say, let's go ride the green side instead, where there's no line at all. We exit, switch cards with the cast members at the gate, and are immediately led into the ride. So that worked out well, right? In no time, though, we'll be climbing into our cockpit and are set for another fun trip around the Earth. Today's memory is in binaural once again, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now that you have your headphones on, let's join my family as we take a trip that is out of this world.
be asleep before I get home. Is it? Oh, I don't know.
That's a restaurant that way. Hold on. Is there any way we can go visit? You can't go see it at all? Is it open to just come in for the lounge?
No, we just do reservations for the lounge now.
Okay, thank you. Bummer.
Yeah, the kids menu is $29 a person.
So we're going 220 miles up into outer space. You get in an elevator and it lifts you up. You can look up and down as you leave the Earth and go up into outer space to eat in that restaurant. And then as you're sitting in the restaurant, you're in outer space on these windows and spacemen fly by. Mask. She can like skip at the end, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hang out with us and then chicken out at the end. That used to spin. So in outer space, there's no gravity. The theory is that in this sort of space station, if you were to rotate it and spin it, you create centrifugal force. And then you would be able to actually walk and climb and as if you were on the ground. It would almost feel normal to you.
Apologize for the inconvenience. Thank you for your patience and understanding.
Let's get up. I mean, you want to hop over to green and we can do green while we're here. You just want to do green? Or do you want to go do something else? Let's go do Soren and come to that. Come back to it maybe. We can probably walk on to green.
Yeah, I forgot that they left for the day.
Let's just do green real fast while we're here. Yep. I feel like we were just here.
Huh?
Feel like we were just here.
Susie, do you want that water bottle in your backpack?
Oh, I know. I don't know if it takes.
International Space Training Center. You're here today to train for the greatest adventure in the history of mankind, space travel. I know you're probably feeling a little nervous right now, but don't worry. Every astronaut has felt that way at one time or another, even the heroes who went to the moon. But there is one thing they had that you don't have yet, training. You're here today for flight training, the most thrilling experience that any astronaut candidate will ever have. Before you decide if it's right for you, let me introduce you to your spacecraft, the X-2 Space Shuttle. It's powered by solid hydrogen and can accelerate from 0 to 6,000 in 60 seconds. So when you hear the words go for launch, you'll definitely want to hang on. Now, you've already been organized into teams, and soon each of you will be assigned a position. Navigator, pilot, commander, or engineer. The success of your mission will depend on all of you working together as a team. I'll be your CAPCOM, and in a few minutes, I'll give you your specific assignments. But first, our flight director has some safety instructions for you. Lieutenant?
Remember the team number you're standing on. When the doors in front of you open, you will be directed to a flight station with that number on it. When you get there, please stand on the circles. During your Green Team less intense training mission, you will be enclosed inside X-2 flight simulators that produce sensations of acceleration. Those who are made uncomfortable by enclosed dark spaces or simulators should bypass this experience.
As you can see, astronaut flight training isn't like anything you've ever experienced before. If you would like to opt out, just ask any member of the ISTC crew for directions. As for the rest of you, report for your pre-flight briefing. It's go time.
Ask a uniformed crew member for directions.
You gonna be afraid.
Attention astronaut candidates. You have selected Green Team less intense training. However, if you are made uncomfortable by enclosed dark spaces or simulators, you may exit the flight training area now. Ask a uniformed crew member for directions.
Are we
really
good to go? Yep. Okay, excellent. We're gonna watch a short video. Just follow these two line strip capsules once this door opens, okay?
Attention astronaut candidates, you have selected Green Team less intense training. However, if you are made uncomfortable by enclosed dark spaces or simulators, you may exit the flight training area now. Ask a uniformed crew member for directions.
Congratulations, team. You have been selected to train for a spectacular mission around the Earth. Your flight path will take you west across North America, Asia, Europe, and back home to Florida. You're gonna love it.
T-minus 3 minutes and go.
Okay, listen up. Here are your assignments. Navigator, you'll be adjusting the pitch of the X-2 if necessary, and firing thrusters for your descent. Pilot, on my signal, I'll need you to trigger first stage separation. You'll also be triggering the landing sequence. Commander, you will be responsible for activating the flight sequence and for activating manual control, if needed. Engineer, you will activate the flight cameras when we reach altitude. You will also extend the wings for landing. Don't worry. When it's time to push the buttons, they will light up. Then I'll give you the go. One last thing. In the event of an emergency landing, there are control sticks at every crew position. Okay, Lieutenant. Any final instructions for the new kids?
When the flight bay doors open, follow the markings on the floor to your capsule. Then move all the way across, taking your crew position in the cockpit, and stow all personal items in the compartment in front of you. Young cadets wearing a lanyard will need a special X2 booster to train for this mission. When you enter the capsule, insert the booster as shown. Once you have secured all cargo, help your young cadets lower their restraints. Then take your seat, reach up, and pull down your restraint. After you have completed your mission, remove your X2 booster and place it in the recovery bin on your way out. They're all yours, Capcom.
Well, I guess that's everything. Good luck, Earth Team. You are on the clock.
Something.
Follow the markings on the floor to your X2 trainer and begin boarding now.
Attention, trainees. Follow the markings on the floor to your X2 trainer and begin boarding now.
Store personal items in the compartment in front of you. Then reach up and pull down on the restraints.
Capcom to X2.
Welcome aboard, team. After you get settled, check out your buttons.
Nope.
Navigator, welcome aboard. Nice.
During the mission, you will be adjusting the pitch of the X2 if necessary, and firing thrusters for your descent.
I don't know. Is there someplace?
Pilot, the X2 is an excellent ship. Your job will be to trigger first stage separation.
I'll hang on to
and
it,
trigger the landing sequence. Like Surgeon, how are we doing?
All good for launch.
A reminder, Commander, your assignments are to activate flight sequence, and for landing, activate manual control.
Loading flight plan.
Engineer, just a reminder, you will activate the flight cameras when we reach altitude. You will also extend the wings for landing.
Instrument panel.
Here at Mission Control, wish you a safe journey around the planet.
Well, I got one button. Oh, here they are. Okay. mission.
Navigator, initiate descent. Now.
Nice to sit down.
Yeah.
That's the fastest way to ride that. Walk straight into the ride, hop in the closest cabin or the closest capsules. Let's take a look, bud. This is where Mars would be. It's the same spot.
Can we eat over here?
We can't. Still 20 minutes. All right, let's go do something else. All right. Start walking that way towards Soren, I think.
Where is Soren? I know it's in the... Oh, right, yeah. Where's the building? Either way, we're going to...
Straight across on the opposite side.
Guys, Soren is in the building where we're going to be eating tonight, right?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining me for another of my Walt Disney World memories. If this was your first time listening, I want to invite you to subscribe so that future episodes will automatically download as they're released every other week. Also, if you want to find out more information about the show and my other adventures, I encourage you to visit my www-memories.net website. There you'll find things like show notes with the pictures for this memory, or other memories as well. You'll also find links to watch on YouTube, view photos on Google, and connect with me through social media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. If you like what you heard and you want to say thank you, You can also find links on the website for ways to support the show. You can do things like buy me a coffee or support our binaural microphone replacement campaign or become a recurring patron supporter. Every donation gets dumped back into the podcast and will help reduce my cost for gathering, producing, and hosting this show for years to come. Finally, I need to ask a small favor of you. Can you help me spread the word about the show? A review on Apple Podcasts will help those who are looking for ways to relive that Disney magic at home to find us. Plus, they'll see what other fans like you love about this show. Maybe you can even tell a friend or share that you've been listening on social media. Maybe a virtual escape to Walt Disney World, like this one, is just what someone else like you needs. Help me spread some of that Disney magic. So thanks again for listening, and I hope to see you back here in a couple weeks for our next Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Show. Pray tell, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.
Bye.
You say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.